little bit about, like, I think if we want to define dental marketing, I think that's sort of something, and I've talked about this in my lectures and my speaking, is I kind of feel like that's something that like lives above our heads in the ether that we can't grab, but we say at cocktail parties and at you know, the bar, and it sounds like it's important. But we never really quantify it and break that down. And I think for everyone who's engaged in this conversation with us is, I think we really confuse what a promotion is versus what is actually marketing,
right,
versus what is actually like static marketing that's always consistent. And for me, the biggest offender of this is the dental website.
Yeah.
Because to me, it's an absolute necessity to have a quality, mobile responsive, compliant website. But a website is no longer dental marketing.
No. It's information.
It's information.
Right.
And I think a lot of folks think that if they just get a website or redesign a site, that all of a sudden, you know, that phone in the corner is just going to start exploding.
It's not a baseball field in Iowa. You can't just build it and expect people to come.
Exactly.
Marketing is what gets people to look at your website, right? How do you get eyes on your website? Because that's where your information lives.
Right. And this day and age is just a glorified brochure, if
you
will. Right. It's no different than the pamphlet you put in the corner talking about CareCredit.
Right.
Because that's information. Sure. Are people going to read it? Absolutely. Should it be well written and well designed?
Yes.
Absolutely. But it should not be something that you put all of your eggs in one basket and think it's going to change.
That can't be your sole marketing effort.
Absolutely not. And I think the flip side of that is that dental marketing shouldn't be promotional, right? It shouldn't be like, oh, we're going to do a new patient special this month. Yeah. That's not marketing. That's an advertisement. That's a promotion.
Yeah.
Marketing, in my mind, and I'd like to get your opinion on this, is something that is a system that is repeatable and trackable.
Yeah, which is hard. The tracking is hard.
Totally.
Right? Because a lot of times you have somebody in your chair and you ask them, you know, to write down where they heard about your office. They're going to say the internet.
What does that even mean?
Right. So you've got to kind of do some more, you know, it takes effort to track, right? But you don't know what's working if you don't track, right? So that's kind of the important thing. And I think Local Search for Dentists, I think you guys are really big about helping us figure out how to track that, right? And so those are some of the systems that I've gotten from you guys that have really, really helped as far as like recognizing, okay, is the dollars I'm spending, are they resulting in butts and chairs, right? And so, you know, tracking it gets difficult. But, you know, I also think you say that marketing shouldn't always be promotional. And I like the idea of more emotional marketing, right? Like, it's not so much about the offer. It's not so much about, you know, how cheap it is or what free toothbrush or whitening they're going to get.
Sure.
It's more about, like, what emotional connection can I make with somebody that's going to trigger that center in their brain to make them do the thing that's uncomfortable, which is go to an appointment to a place they don't want to go and they think is going to hurt or be too expensive or inconvenient or whatever. Like, what can we get them to overcome all those sort of barriers? And it's not going to be a deal generally.
Right.
It's going to be an emotional connection, right? And so I think taking the promotional out of marketing and making it more emotional, I think is going to get you way more conversions than just the $99 new patient special, right?
I think that's a good point. I think that is something that, you know, people, you got to remember, when they come to visit you, they're interrupting their entire day. So we want to play to the emotion of it, which that is what is imperative. You know, you might trigger their interest with maybe a special, but we need to have something in place that's, you know, a repeatable system. And going back to the tracking, I think, you know, just some hard takeaways for everyone, which is, if you don't work with an agency, which I obviously recommend that you do, there's a lot of good ones out there, is having your analytics report from all of your Google properties and tracking your phone calls. Because the reality of that situation is, to your point about on the intake form, someone just writing internet. Well, I know when I go to a business and they say, oh, if you don't mind me asking, how do you find you? Half the time, I don't remember. And then most of the time I make it up because I don't remember. So that's not really tracking. Tracking should be data that is based on sort of the hard facts, which we know we can get that from Google and putting tracking data out there. So we know, like you said, we help you with your tracking. So you know, okay, I'm putting butts in seats. my return on investment is right. good. So asking the patient how they found you is fine, but I don't think relying on that is a good idea. Pulling that report out of your dental software and relying solely on that, I think can give you a lot of false positives, because you're gonna see a lot of referral, internet, and you're not gonna understand really, you're relying on the patient, which is a human element, which in my mind, when I'm always looking at tracking, I really don't wanna rely on a human, because we all make mistakes.
Right.
Whereas I'd rather rely on some right. harder data. And then I think you lay it all out,
yeah.
and then you kind of make a deduction from there.
When I get my report from you guys every month, one of the things I like looking at is the call logs, right? So,
right.
so I can tell who makes phone calls from what they read on Google, and at what times, and how long the phone calls last, because you kind of know if it's 14 seconds, it wasn't long enough to make a new patient appointment, right? And you can see sort of when the bolus of calls are, you know, the weird outlier that calls at 2:35 in the morning or whatever, you know, and you're just thinking like, what lead did I lose, you know, by not having somebody there to answer the phone at 2:35 and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But it's robust data that I can sit and really look at. And it always just strikes me of how many pages of phone calls there are, right? Just from that Google listing, right?
That's so great.
And how many people funnel from that, and how important and vital that stream of patients is to my practice.
Yeah, and I think the other cool part about that is is you can see maybe during lunch hour you'll get an influx of calls, and maybe some of them were not answered,
right?
Or people are calling maybe at the tail end of a day, just when you close your doors, and you're missing out on maybe booking an extra 2 to 3 appointments for the next time around. And then you can sort of figure out, okay, do we need to stage our phone time a little bit?
Maybe stagger our staff a little bit by 30 minutes up or down.
Yeah. And that's
maximize.
Real buyer behavior. Right. That's real data that a lot of the large media companies, they pay millions of dollars to get access to. We're kind of providing to the local dentist so that you can understand really where people are coming from and where that little hole in your bucket is, and maybe you're missing money. So just to wrap everything up for everybody, I think that the key takeaway here is making sure that you understand that you're tracking hard data and that isn't speculative in terms of asking every patient. Still do that, but make sure whatever agency you're working with, you know exactly how many phone calls you're getting. You know exactly the traffic numbers, and you're paying pretty good attention to that month in and month out. And I think you'll have really good success for that.